Fine, the song is called Fine. It's the demo that Demps put out, so you can find that on demps.bandcamp.com. And if you don't know how Demps is spelled, well, why don't you take a guess at it, Adam?
I'm going to say D-A-M-P-S.
Wrong.
Oh.
D-E-M-P-S. All right, Demps. Vancouver local. They're also in a band called Blood Ties. Super awesome. Very different sound to what we just heard, though. Just in case you showed up at the gig thinking you're in for a nice night of some, you know, fuzzed out lo-fi stuff. That's not what you're going to be in for.
A little more aggro, is it?
Oh. You know what? We'll talk. We'll basically be illustrating the type of energy a little bit later in the show tonight. A couple sets from now. So before that was Bragging Party, the song by The Amps, and you impressed me when you picked up on the fact that that was Kim Deal singing. Well, you didn't know it was Kim Deal, but you were like, wasn't it the band that sang Cannonball, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Well, you know, it reminded me of the song, and I told you that.
And you were right. So ding, ding, you got it.
I feel very special.
Yeah, well, you are.
Thank you.
Don't ever forget it. That's off of the album Pacer, which was put out in 1995. And it was actually off of a... So The Amps was the side project that Kim Deal started from The Breeders, who put out Last Splash, the album that the Cannonball was on, in 1993. So by 1995, just trying to start a side project, and I guess it didn't quite work. Like, not very good album sales, and then ended up going back to... The Breeders as the working title for the band. Or so Wikipedia says. Like, I mean, who knows? That could be wrong. And then before that, Drainage, a song by Brutal Poodle. They are a Vancouver band, and they're playing a live show tonight at the Lido. All right. Okay, so let's go into... we're going to get into some sort of bratty, scrappy, punky stuff. And I'm going to try to find another PSA in my trove, but they're probably out of date by now. So maybe we'll have to come up with one. We could do that in this next while we're off air and listening to these next three songs, eh, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Nightmare by the Rats. And, okay, so I just found out. Where am I? I'm pulling up my notes again. So, okay, that's the album Intermittent Signals that came out in 1981. I was thinking, why does this vocal, why does this voice sound so familiar? It's pre-Dead Moon. So it's the same singer. Sorry, right now the name escapes me. Portland is the place. Nightmare by the Rats. Before that, Ain't You, a song by Kleenex, who had to change their name to Lilliput. I was telling you that earlier?
Yeah, you were.
Original, maybe not the first cease and desist, but a pretty like early example of a cease and desist order against an artist, eh?
Yeah. You know, it seems strange that Kleenex would be so up in arms about it, considering that everybody calls everything absorbent a Kleenex.
Yeah, but they didn't know that yet.
Clearly.
That was back then when they were still trying to protect that name. Now everyone calls it Kleenex. And it's possible that that's a public domain now. Is we don't know. We could get in trouble for talking about it.
I think we're allowed to say Kleenex three more times.
until the Kleenex monster appears, lawyer appears.
They're going to kick down the door.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. So starting the set off there was Rich Man's... Wait a minute. Kleenex, let's not forget we're talking about the band... I want to tell about them. They were out of Zurich, okay? And the release came out in 1978, Ain't You, backed with Heidi's Head, and came out on Rough Trade. First song in the set was Rich Man's Dreams by a band called Neo Boys, and that was a self-titled release, 1980. They're a band out of Portland, okay?
Okay.
All right. So did we come up with a PSA or...
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
So, hello everyone. This is a PSA. We just want to make sure that everyone's being careful out there and picking up their feet. Because, you know, sometimes the sidewalks, they're a bit rough.
They are. With those tree roots that then, you know, sometimes push up these big chunks of sidewalk. And if you're not paying attention, you could trip and fall. You could bust a hole open in your jeans and... bloody up your knee.
Yeah. And nobody wants that.
You could drop your coffee. It could actually be quite a big fiasco. So, good one, Adam. Thanks for that. All right. Let's continue along with some music here on Wave Station. We are getting, well, we're getting to, well, we're on song 13 now. It's 7:48. Hey, this might work out. This might work out in the end. All right. Let's.
Might just pull it off.
Here we go.
Yeah. lady coming. Body voice clearly ready, grab her neck and hold her steady.
This is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Hey, so we're back at Wave Station. And I'm a Wave Stationer, and then Adam's the apprentice tonight.
Yeah, honorary Wave Stationer, I think.
No, I'm fully credentialed, so...
Oh, am I earning credit?
Oh, you. I thought you were saying I'm the honorary.
Why would I say you're the honorary? You created the institution.
Thank you.
Gotta give credit where credit is due here.
That's good. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're good. We're cool. So, let's talk about that music, and also, yeah, we're almost at the time. We're almost at the top of the hour, the witching hour, if you will. Things are about to get dark. So, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. That last song was pretty depraved. Just, you know, we're getting primed for what's to come. That song was called Incendiary Device by Johnny Moped, a band... they were actually, you know, they started pretty early, 1974. So kind of proto-punk, really. That came off of No One Backed with Incendiary Device off of Chiswick Records. You know who their label mates were?
I do not.
Motorhead. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. 1977. So before that one, One Way Street by The Saints, Australian band. Full on, like, you must listen to them. And unfortunately, Chris Bailey, rest in peace, the singer, such an amazing vocalist,
yeah,
just recently passed. So that album, I'm Stranded,